My name's Johan Marais, and I'm the CEO of the African Snakebite Institute. Yeah, it's very difficult to say. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that the photograph that was sent to me was not the one that bit him, because I can see that the photograph is quite professionally taken. So centipedes are very common and abundant in South Africa. There's a variety of species. They come in different colors. Some of them are pitch black with bright yellow legs. Some of them are red. And they get quite large. They can get well over 10 centimeters in length. And centipedes have fangs under the head, so they bite you. They don't sting you, so there's nothing in the legs or tail that can harm you. But they do have an extremely painful bite. It's like a very bad wasp sting, but it's no worse than that. So there's, I've never known of cases where it was necessary to hospitalize a patient, but it can be extremely painful. So it's really just pain management. Of course, in other countries, in places like South America, they get much, much larger, and there the bites can be far more serious. But in South Africa, we don't regard it as a medical emergency, but it can be very, very painful. They come in, you get them under logs and rocks, and in Afrikaans, we call them oorkruipers, which means that it's something that crawls into your ear, and that's a popular myth. It's not true. They don't crawl into your ear. It's just a story that people tell. So nothing to be greatly concerned with, but yes, very painful. Centipedes coming in from other countries, it's very, very unlikely. We do have in the pet trade, we have a lot of snakes like ball pythons that come from West Africa. They bred in large numbers, all the different color varieties. And yes, we do see some escapees of them, but we have no evidence of these snakes establishing in South Africa. So what you must bear in mind is that, our habitat is quite different from other countries. So the chances of exotic centipedes from China ending up in South Africa and establishing in the wild, extremely, extremely rare, close to zero. And we monitor that. We get very good information about that. The problem, of course, is that people see a centipede or they see a snake and then they Google. And Google brings up anything and then they think, well, this looks like the same one. No, it's not the same one. It's something completely different. So be very careful of Google and the information you get on Google, because a lot of that information obviously does not apply to us. So centipedes live under rocks and logs, especially where you've got compost heaps and a lot of debris. Some areas they're far more prevalent than other areas. So when I'm doing field work in the Northern Cape and the Makwaland, we get lots of them, other parts of the country. So they're around. And obviously, if you're going to be doing gardening, if you're going to move rocks and logs, you might disturb them and you expose them. Other than that, they're fairly well hidden. You don't really see them in the day. They come out at night. They are predators, so they're looking for other bugs to eat. But you can come across them any time of the year.